It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 11th of November? I hope so. Today is the 315th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 50 days remaining until the end of the year, which means it is time already to start thinking of your New Year resolution or resolutions, if you are ambitious, and get them to the Sound Kitchen's resolution box. We'll draw your answers out of the box and read them on the air, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you'll get a special RFI prize. It's Armistice Day today. On this day in 1918, World War I was finally over with the signing of an armistice agreement by Germany with the Allies. Many countries that fought in the war have ceremonies today. Here in France, President Macron will lay a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at L'Arc de Triomphe. Today, Angolans are celebrating their independence from Portugal in 1975. Happy Independence Day, Angola. Stay tuned to hear a classic Angolan hit from the 60s. And it's National Education Day in India. Hello to the many Indian teachers who listen to RFI English.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. At the beginning of October, you heard special reports from RFI English journalist Laura Angela Bagnetto, who was in Liberia to follow the presidential poll held on the 10th. I asked you on October 14th to send in the names of at least five of the candidates, as well as the result of the poll. I have to clarify, the result as we knew it on the 14th, because what was originally announced by the Liberian National Elections Commission has changed since then. But the correct answer to this quiz is what we knew on the 14th of October about the presidential poll result. Obviously, the list of 20 candidates didn't change. On October 14th, the result announced by Liberia's National Elections Commission for the October 10th poll was that George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change Party had 38.4% of the votes. He was followed by Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party with 28.8%. A runoff date was set for this past Tuesday, November 7th, as neither candidate received the 50+1% of votes required by Liberian law. So there's your correct answer as far as poll results. For the list of 20 candidates, I shall spare you reading out the list. To see the names and parties of each candidate, you'll find a link to the Liberian National Elections Commission on the RFI English Sound Kitchen page. Now then, what has happened since I asked you that question on the 14th of October? On the 23rd of October, the Liberty Party, whose candidate Charles Walker Brumskin came in third, submitted complaints of election irregularities and fraud. Liberia's Supreme Court halted Tuesday's runoff. It said this past Monday, the 6th, that the poll cannot proceed until the Electoral Commission has urgently and expeditiously investigated the claims. RFI will keep you up to date, so listen every day. The winners are 2 from India this week, RFI Listeners Club member Zenon Tellis for the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, and Ruby Saikia, a member of the United RFI Listeners Club of Golaghat in Assam. From Sirajganj, Bangladesh, there's Shahrirar Rahman Sojib, and from Eisleben, Germany, faithful listener and RFI Club member Ralph Rabanchik. Finally, a brand new RFI Club member, Bernard Egbe from Abuja, Nigeria. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. A A sporty question for you today. Last Sunday, over 50,000 runners crossed the finish line in New York's Central Park. It was the 42-kilometer New York City Marathon, the world's largest marathon. Guess what the question is? Yep, you got it. Who won? Both the women's race and the men's race. Write in with the name, the nationality, and the finishing time of the man and the woman who won last Sunday's New York City Marathon. You have until the 4th of December to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 9th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club members, to Luxon Zingarai from Marondera, Zimbabwe, to Alpha P. Khan from Brikamatown, the Gambia, to Nudubuisi Okari from Uyo in Nigeria, to Kilpatrick Frederick Kabuita from Lusaka, Zambia, and to Erica Mega from Accra, Ghana. So glad you've joined us. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Don't forget to check out the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see photos sent in by Shivindu Paul, the president of the RFI Mitali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, who took RFI sightseeing around his city. And from Amir Manzoor, president of the RFI Fans Web Visitors Club in Kanpur, Pakistan, who also took RFI sightseeing with him on his recent trip to Dubai. Curious what in the world I'm talking about? Take a look and you'll see. And thanks, Shivindu. Thanks, Amir, for sharing your photos. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for putting the show together so expertly, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. As promised, here's a 1960s hit tune from Angola called Kupasiala Kua Aba, played by the Quinteto Angolano. Again, happy Independence Day, Angola. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.